just settling in here. Good morning, my friends. Welcome to Thursday, May 14th. Good to have you along. Thank you for spending your morning with us. And I've been yakking with Jana Gagelin. It's been like 3 weeks since we've had a chance to catch up.
Oh, yes. This is so good.
We were talking. I don't even know what we're talking about today. We didn't even get to that.
We didn't.
So this is going to be a big surprise.
Well,
what's going on?
Well, in 1951, we had the S's on Old Main were attached to the tower.
For the first time.
For the first time.
That was in 51.
So we have 75 years of those S's on Old Main guiding people to Wahpeton or to the campus or wherever. But, yeah, 75 years of that.
Definitely part of our landscape here.
Absolutely. You know, if you look at any publication about Wahpeton, you always see Old Main.
Yeah.
You know, that's just part of the whole deal. So prior to 1949, when the state bought the campus from the Methodist Church, they kind of left things as they were. So on that tower, they had stained glass windows, and they decided that they should probably be removing them because they had to remodel and, you know, get that building more used to the college type. You know, classrooms and away from the dormitories. So they remodeled and the windows came out, and they were replaced by the letter S. And the letter S's in all four sides were kind of a neon red orange color. You know, a little hard to see, maybe from a distance, probably fine, but up close, a little hard to see.
Were these lit up?
They were.
They were, okay.
Yes, and they were made by the Cook Sign Company out of Fargo. And they're 8 feet. Can you imagine that? 8 feet metal. And so putting them up and taking them down is a challenge, obviously.
So there was stained glass all the way around this.
There were four windows.
They took that out, and that's where the letters went.
Right.
Okay.
On top of that area. And then there's a little fenced-in area there, too. So when people are up there working, then they're not going to, you know, fall 110 feet. But so they removed the windows and they put up the large S's and put the neon tubing in there so we would have that red orange look to them. But again, 8 feet, that's you know, doesn't seem like a really that small for that space, I would guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So in 1980, we had a storm and it damaged the shingling up there on the tower, so they had to take the letters down in 1980 and reshingle the tower, and they were off for a while, and then they put them back up, but when they put them back up, they now became white. So there's the white neon, it's a white letter with the neon color or tubing behind it.
Okay, so we did have that color change going on.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've had them up there for, you know, 75 years, lighting up the skylight.
Incredible.
Skyline of Wahpeton. Yeah, I mean, it's probably our tallest building, I'd say, you know. And then, of course, the people see this little, they used to see a, like a radio tower, a radio receptor up on top of Old Main.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Because Old Main and the campus, and they started a radio station on campus and then expanded. And sometime later, it became television. You know, so that
no kidding. That, this was all going on.
Yeah,
at our local college.
Yeah, so that big tall building, you know, 110 feet, I think it is like, yeah, that's great. It's helped us a lot.
Boy, the history in that. How did you think of this? Where did you come about this idea?
Well, one of our listeners decided that, you know, he kind of was wondering about that tower. And, you know, he lived in Morton, and when his family would come to Wahpeton, then they would kind of be guided by that. So he said, what's the history of that? So we did a little digging into the Dakota Scientist, and they have some information. There's one part that I have yet to be able to say for sure.
Yeah.
Is that prior to the letter S's that were placed up there, a couple of students, must probably sheet metal, they put a lone S up on the south side. And I don't know if it was the direction of the college that said, hey, yeah, sure, go ahead and do that. But They did, and they had two light bulbs, you know, probably like a floodlight, you know. They had two of those shining on that letter S.
But that's not going to light it up a whole lot.
Not so much, no. And that was probably back in the late 40s. But I, you know, even looking through the Dakota Scientist, I couldn't verify that fact. However, it does show up in their Dakota Scientist history of the letters.
So, now, Jenna, back up a minute.
Yep.
You said when the college got this from the Methodist Church.
Yes.
Was all that property out there that belonged to the church?
The property did.
Okay.
But they did not have a lot of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the college eventually had to buy some of the houses in that area, especially, you know, like where the entrance is along 6th Street. And
sure.
There were houses there. And yeah, so.
Fascinating history. Yeah. And leave it to you to dig that up.
Well, 75 years, you know, we take that stuff for granted a little bit that, you know, they have been there forever because it has been forever, the lifetime of a lot of us. You mm-hmm. know, we grew up with that.
I haven't known anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, you know, in the same boat.
Yeah. But you ask people about the color, and they're like, they used to be red, orange. You know, and they did, you know, way back when. But if you look in the old yearbooks, they're all black and white, you know, so it's really hard to find a colored picture that shows that they were that orangey red.
So it went from the orange red to white?
To white, yes.
To now, are we back to red now?
Nope, we're all white.
We're all white.
All four sides are white, yep. And a lot of people think we only have three S's. But if you drive around on the north side of Old Main, there's a letter S there as well. But people don't really pay attention to it because it's not the entrance to the college. So.
And we're so used to seeing it. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like until you call it out, you probably don't notice that.
Right, right. So we just want to celebrate 75 years of the letter S's on Old Main.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
And radio station and television station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that building's seen some history.
It has. Oh, yeah. And since the last remodel on the interior, it's really, really fantastic. Yes, you go in from an outside of an old building, and inside is all of the new electronics.
Yeah.
You know, the in focus, the screens,
It's quite cool. An arc.
It's very cool.
It really is.
Yeah, very cool.
Jenna Gageland, I love this segment. A lot of people do. Celebrating the S's at our local college. I love this. What's coming up next week?
Well, we'll be celebrating the graduation. So we'll look at high school graduation from 1926.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and thank you for the gift.
Oh, yeah. That comes from your favorite listener in Edenton, North Carolina,
yes.
which is where I went on my vacation.
And a nice piece of history that I'm going to have to dive into.
You will dig into that. You're going to love that because that whole town just loaded up with history.
Yeah.
So, enjoy that.
I certainly will.
Jenna Gageland, and we are talking Wahpeton history here. It's 818 of the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.